major traffic way.
These houses back here
right.
would be using that as well as this house over here.
So you'd have three. You have two duplexes, so you'd have one, two, three, four. You'd have five.
Okay. What about these up here?
He would have to speak to... I don't know how many you could get on there. With the terrain and stuff there, realistically, you could get, what, two single-family homes?
Yeah. Probably two single-family or...
It'd be tied.
Duplexes. So if they tied into here, then that would alleviate this traffic through here.
If they could do that, and that I don't know.
And I don't either, because this is owned by Jed Meadows here.
Right.
So, anyway, that's just our concern.
Well, you're thinking of, I guess that would be up to Road and Bridge, whether you'd be allowed another entrance that close onto Bee Creek.
Yeah.
From there. And then that'd be a very busy section right there.
That's a concern. And obviously that's something that would have to be worked through. But it is our concern. Because you get that many entrances that close together like that, and it's our concern. There's already been an accident right in front of the Sanctuary Church there.
This is the Sanctuary Church. There's already been an accident right here. So, and many close calls right there too. And then the
people coming out of Thunder Ridge, enter onto that too.
Thunder Ridge is the development down below the school administration.
Yes.
And that's the kids come
up that hill.
Meet the
right.
bus there.
Yeah. And they're talking about expanding that subdivision too. I think there was a permit hearing on that. I don't know if it...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't remember if it's 20. This is phase 2 or 3, 20 lots, and then there'll be one other phase that may have another 20 lots.
So you're talking about some significant traffic coming up that road.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, how many homes down in there before a school bus would go down there instead of make that the stop for all of them to come in?
Well, that's a question I can't answer.
Pardon?
I have no idea.
That'd be up to the school.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought maybe there was that you guys had a ruling that.
No. Mm-hmm.
So. So we're not trying to express our concerns about the situation, and so if you have any other questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. If not, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
I do know the traffic is very fast on that road.
Oh, boy. And, yeah. It's a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone through there, and that is basically the people just tip their hat at it. And we have quite a number of vehicles that use that as an expressway.
We actually have a... part of the Sheriff's Department sitting here, and I'll have to say that I have exceeded that 35 on that.
I
go down and realize it's a nice road.
It's easy to do, and I have to work at trying not to do it myself. Okay. But there are others that basically have total disregard. So it's a busy road.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Richards?
Yes.
No, Mr. Richards. I'm sorry. Okay. And your first name is... I apologize. This could get confusing.
Yes, sir.
I learned about hey, you too.
Hey. this is just a preliminary. You haven't actually pushed this through the plat that you have. That's just kind of a preliminary design.
Yes, sir.
And it was drawn up by CPWG?
Yes, sir. Okay.
What I'm hearing is they prefer R1. What I'm hearing is there's concerns about ingress and egress directly onto Bee Creek.
Okay.
I'm hearing that our road and bridge administrator probably needs to meet with you guys and figure out what type of site distance and all that kind of stuff they're going to need. Is Devin still in here?
Yeah, he's here.
So I guess my question is R2 versus R1, how much would that hurt your project if it went with R1? And we probably need to make sure that whatever, and I don't know what all is in the writing on the easements and that stuff, but it sounds to me like there may be some stuff we need to work on there as far as road maintenance, make sure everybody's taken care of. Is that a fair statement?
It's understood.
I didn't ask if it's understood. I said it's a fair statement.
No, we're not going to go with R1. Okay. We've already asked for R3.
We went down to R2.
And now we're down to R2. So Mr. Redford's not going to do that. We're going to...
And you probably don't have to answer this, so I'm guessing William Wilson and Margaret Wilson are selling to Mr. Redford?
Are doing what? I'm sorry.
The owners is Wilson and Wilson, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess... Yeah, but you're representing Mr. Redford?
And by proxy, the... Okay. Yes. I mean, if you think about it, what's the difference between R1 and R2 when it comes to traffic and things like that? I mean, that makes no sense.
It's minimal. I was talking more about the being good neighbors with the road and the easement and making sure that we're not tearing up stuff and people having to go in and fix stuff. That's what I was talking about.
I understand. We did not know that, and, yeah, apologize. And, right. You know, we'll make sure that stuff is taken care of for sure.
That's what I was getting at as far as.
Gotcha. Understood.
You guys have any other?
I don't. Any other questions?
What I'm understanding is that the Planning Commission put forth it as R2, and you're saying that's acceptable if it was approved by the County Commission?
Yes, ma'am.
And Scott, our role is to either approve or disapprove as what?
Oh, you have an order in front of you per the Planning Commission recommendation, so you'll approve or not approve the order, which is for R2.
Okay.
Yeah.
To approve the order labeled as order number 07-19-2021-01 for the zoning district amendment changing parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-025.000 from office district to R2.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oops. We're gonna take a 5-minute recess.